Blog Talk Radio.
Expect for it just to show up in their lives. It's like,
you know, they want a good job, but they expect one just to reappear at their doorstep and just, you know, just be there for them. But, you know, you've got to put some effort. You've got to put some energy in it to actually receive it. And there may be special cases where people may run into things. But God does miracles when you put more of your will towards it. So if you want a job, you have to go put an application in. And you have to try to find a place that will give you the job that you need. It just won't, you know, you can't say, well, I want I want to work for a law firm, and, you know, I've got the education, I want to work for a law firm, and just let it go, never check into any jobs. You would have to search the paper and find them. Or maybe, you know, the Lord will work through a newspaper all of a sudden, you know, a newspaper will fall beside of you, and you'll see like a law firm there, or something on TV might pull you to it, and you might call them and get a job. But you have to have you have to be willing to receive that job. You can't, I mean, it will not just pop up. I mean, since you say it will not just pop up in front of you. It will not just pop up in front of you. You have to put some will in it. And it even says that biblically. I'm going to read in Luke 11, and I'm going to read the whole thing here and let Jesus tell you a little something about it. It says, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us just as John taught the disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, leave me three loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has came to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Then one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So what this is saying, a good man may say, you know, he may be grouchy when he gets up and say, no, I don't have anything. But the goodness within his heart will make him give the guy the loaves of bread that he needs on his way. Now, if this guy has no goodness in his heart, and he has no pity for nobody, he has no love in his heart, he'll just go back to sleep and cover up himself and go right on. But he's saying the guy with boldness and that has love in his heart, he might be grouchy and say, no, go away, I'm already in bed, this and that. But he said, but the one that has the boldness in his heart, the boldness of God, he's going to get up and do it anyway. He might say no at first, but all of a sudden the guy will see the door open and see a whole sack of bread being laid right in front of his doorstep to be given to him because of the love in his heart. We both have two things. We have two sides of us. It's kind of like, I'll say this morning for a fact. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I had to go to the doctor. I had to get some blood work done. I've had a little bit of cholesterol problems, and the doctor and the Lord's working with me on that. And I had to fast, and when I fast, I'm not a very, very, I could be grouchy sometimes. And I went to the doctor, and I went to the nurse at the desk, and now they're doing everything on a computer pad. You had to fill out everything on this computer pad. And it asks you some crazy questions and asks you to do all this and that. And I'm used to just going to the front desk, and the lady would just take your information and you go straight on through. Instead of that, I had to stop and fill out the computer. So it kind of made me grouchy because I've not had nothing to eat, and I was wondering why I needed to give all this information. I mean, it didn't make no sense to me. I gave the lady, I said, I felt like throwing this thing away. I was so upset with this computer. And she looked at me funny. And I wasn't the only one that was kind of upset with the computer process that their company's going through. A lot of these doctors' offices is owned by a company that's actually took over their company. So that's the way my doctor's office is. It's been taken over by a big firm, I'll say. They're making them do everything computerized where they can keep in tab with everything. But anyway, it made it more difficult, and I was hungry anyway, and then I was kind of grouchy. We're all human. But in my own case, I didn't throw that computer away. I gave that computer to them, you know, happy, and I was like, you know, I didn't like it, but, you know, I did what I had to do. And that's what this man did in the Bible. The guy asked him for bread, but he did what he had to do. He, with the love in his heart, he gave the guy the bread and stuff for his journey. And that's what a good man will do. I mean, anybody has God in their heart, even though they're in the flesh, they may say something little weird. You know, we're supposed to walk like Christ, be like Christ, but we do have a little bit of human instinct in us, and we may say something not nice sometimes. Now, if we're saying stuff not nice all the time, we've got a problem, and we've got to go to the Lord, and we've got to check that out because, you know, the enemy is seeped into our consciousness, and we're having problems. Every once in a while, we'll have a problem that we have to deal with. And there's a little problem I probably have to deal with, too. With when I fast for blood work, I need to recheck myself sometimes. And, you know, we all have our situations. But the goodness in us is going to stand up and go over that and do what we're supposed to. And a person that don't have Christ in their heart won't do that. They won't never show the goodness. They're always right, and that's it. But when you have Christ in your heart and God's working in your life, you become humble, and you admit your faults. You change those faults. That's the difference. You know, all of us in Christ, we're trying to change ourselves daily. It's a daily process where a lot of us is not there yet. A lot of us is not there yet, but we're constantly being worked on by Christ. And I won't go on down to the Bible here where it was talking about what our seek and you will find, and I'm going to get into that coming right now. Then it says, "Say, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if a son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then thought you are evil, know those who are evil." This is an old King James. "Those who are evil knows how to give good gifts to their children. How much do you think the Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" Okay. So a lot of people will take that saying and flip it completely around and saying, you know, you'll all get good gifts and God gives you everything you want. It wasn't talking about that. It wasn't talking about that. It was talking about the Holy Spirit. It's talking about giving you the Holy Spirit. Okay, if you ask for the Holy Spirit, if you want to accept Christ in your life, and you think he won't because you're not good enough, God loves you. He wants you to change. He wants to be more open to you. He's going to give you the Holy Spirit. He's going to transform you. That really depends on if you're going to let him shine through your life. Okay? He'll give you the Holy Spirit, but I don't mean that you'll actually let him shine through you and be a living example for Christ. See, the Holy Spirit is the only thing, the only person that's going to transform us, make us better people. Well, we won't be as grumpy at times. He'll take that out of us. But there's always a process that we're going to go through. He's going to transform our heart to be a more of a humble person. Because we know that there's situations in our life that's not right, and he will make them better for us. It's just like in the last week, I've been going through tests, as we all are, here lately, in the end days, a lot of us call this, we're being tested more. We're being tested more. And the Holy Spirit has really been teaching me about what's of God and what is not of God. It's like the planet was created by God. Our souls was from God's body. We don't know this. A lot of us don't know this. Our souls, our spirit, our souls was created by God, came from God, out of God. The earth was created by God. Our world system was not created by God. It was created by the enemy. There's a lot of things that we live in every day was created by the enemy, and we have no idea of it. Like doctors, sickness is created by the enemy. Doctors have their own ways of helping you. God can use bad for good. We all know that. When the enemy throws something bad, God tries to turn around and make it good. But a lot of this stuff was not created by God. He just had to deal with it. Until the day comes around, he takes everything over, which will be, as we read Revelations. A lot of people are saying, God ain't all that because he let all this happen. No, he's waiting for it. Everything has a time and a place for it. There's going to be a time and a place when God takes over and changes everything for his own will, for our own well-being. But right now, he's allowing this because we're experiencing this. But when the full end time comes, it ain't going to be no end of this world. It's going to be the end of the age of darkness. It's going to be the end of the age of darkness. That's one thing a lot of people get confused. We think it's the end of the world, but it has nothing to do with the end. It's going to be the end of the age of darkness. And a lot of us knows that this is the golden age. The golden age is a transformation. It goes on for, what was it? About 3 or 4 years, it has a transformation of it to go into that. The couple years of the transformation ain't the golden age. It's the transformation into the, it's the birth pains of the golden age. And we're actually in the birth pains. We're actually going through the birth of it now, I'll say. And I think the rapture of the church is part of the golden age. We're supposed to be raptured. So we're still, nobody knows the time and date, as everybody says, but we're still standing firm and, waiting for the Lord. And a lot of people talks about, the rapture and the waiting for the Lord. But that's actually something that we should be doing all the time anyway. I mean, we don't supposed to get into a hole and pray all day long because, that's good. If you want to do that, that's fine. I mean, if you want to fast and you think you're moving away from the Lord and you want to, dedicate one whole day, do that. I really recommend that. But not just do it because you think the end of the world's coming and it'll drive you crazy. It'll drive you insane. God don't want a bunch of insane people up there with him. He wants people that's in love and harmony. So it is good to grow close to the Lord. And I mean, I'll say it 100 times, grow close to the Lord. We all have good days and bad days, but, we need to keep our communication with the Lord. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, he's going to, he's going to draw you to him. And a lot of people say, I have a radio show here. This radio show helps me spiritually grow. I preach to y'all. I teach to y'all, have people to teach us that comes on here and really shows us a lot of things that, I bring guests on here. It teaches me as well as it teaches y'all. And when I'm teaching y'all, I'm teaching myself. So, we're growing through everything. It's just like a parent and a daughter or a parent and a son, however. It's a learning process and a teaching process going both ways all the time. A teacher, when a teacher is teaching a class, she's learning from the students as well as the students are learning from her. It's always a teaching and learning process. If a teacher is going in there thinking that she ain't learning nothing, that she's just teaching and giving all she's got, that's not completely true. She learned from the students, too. So we're all learning all the time. But back to Luke here. He's talking about God will give you the Holy Spirit freely. He will give you the Holy Spirit freely because he knows you need a transformation. He wants to be more closer to you. So if a evil man could give all the good things to his kids and to his family as they need, why don't you think the Heavenly Father will give you all good gifts and give you the Holy Spirit? And He will. But I'm going to get off this subject right now, and I'm going to go right into the daily word. The daily word today is, I am one in harmonizing love of God. I am one with the harmonizing love of God. So that's meaning to be in harmonizing with the love of God. I mean, feeling the love of God constantly. Feel it in your heart. You may not act like it. It might, you know, your ego might be going trip, but you feel that love is transforming you from the inside. It's transforming you from the inside, which will transform your outside. That ego will go away. It'll turn you into that good day. You might woke up in a bad day, but that harmonizing of God will turn the rest of you into that good day that you're looking for that day. I am one with the harmonizing love of God. I am one with the harmonizing love of God. When I think of the world harmony, I think of God. For all harmony is of God. It's found in the Abba, the flow of the ocean, the gentle breeze blowing through the trees, the rhythmic beating of the heart. The harmony of God is seen in of a ball dancer, the colors of a rainbow, the vast expanse of the stars in the sky. If I feel situations in my life are less than harmonious, I remember that the harmony of God is the all in all. So there's harmony in all of us. God is placed himself, a little bit of himself in all of us. I think beyond any situation, I am concerned about remembering the harmony of God is at work in everything I see. Everything I do and everything I experience, I relax in an awareness of divine love and feel harmony. Envelop me and fill my world with peace. That's something amazing, too, is talking about feeling the love and peace of God. When the Holy Spirit is awoken in you, it's amazing because you see things in a different way, different than you saw before. And one thing that I've noticed is that when the Holy Spirit is working in you, you'll start seeing things different. It's like you might have those little crazy times where you don't feel right, but you'll always have those situations where the Holy Spirit will come up in you, God will come up in you and let you know what you're doing wrong. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that I might have been missing the mark, and Christ himself would actually come to me and say, you know, Stan, you need to do better or something like that, and I will change how I see things. Or he'll show me things that I need to know that I can't see with my own eyes. Sometimes we can have the blinders on. We can have the blinders on. We can't see the truth. It's like in the last week or last month, I've had the blinders on the world. I can't see what is of God and what is God. I can feel it, but I can't really see it in my spirit, so to say. He has been pulling those blinders off and showing me what I've been missing all this time that is not of God. And I'm like, wow. All love is really God. I mean, I knew God is love and all this and that, but, you know, you go to some of these religious churches and stuff, they teach you a little bit different. They teach you, you know, God is this, God is that, and all this and that. But God is really all love. And if it's not, if love is not involved in it, if love is not involved in it, it's not God. It's like our world system. Our world system is not of God. It's man, and the enemy is involved in it. That's one thing we got to understand. With a corrupt man creating this, with the enemy pulling his strings, it's not fully God. I mean, we've dedicated our country to God. We have to dedicate our country to God. But God can only control what we let him control. until a point he just grabs it and takes over it. God has the power to grab things and take over them if he wishes. But like I said, he has a set time for everything. If something is messing with the time scale that he has for things, he will come down and take over things. But if everything is going on time, he'll allow things. He'll allow things happen in your life where you'll learn things. A lot of people is like, well, why do I get sick? Now, he didn't make you sick. A lot of people have this big thing that God gets us sick where we'll learn things. There's some truth and some no truth to that. He doesn't allow you, he don't want you to get sick, but he allows things for you to learn sometimes. Because there might be something that you're just not getting, and that thing in your life is actually going to push you ahead a little bit further than you think that you would be. See, that situation that the enemy is trying to use to knock you down is actually going to kick you ahead just a little bit further than you was before. So what's going to happen is that you're going to be a little bit further ahead than you was before. And that's what's so amazing with the way God uses bad things for good situations, because the enemy really has no control of anything. He just thinks he does. He just thinks he does. He lets him, God lets him think he does, and then God kicks in and uses it for his behalf. But don't think on any situation that God is making you sick. He's not. There's a loophole or a hole you left in your life, in your soul, that you allowed him in. And he's using that, I'll say that, hatred towards the parent, hatred towards the kid. He's using that for a connection to you. Or the hatred towards your boss, he's using that for a connection to you. Or a sickness you think can't go away, and you keep on adding fire to it because you think you're supposed to be sick. Don't never own that stuff. Better yet, hate that stuff and cast it off. The more you grow used to it, the worse it's going to be. So like I said, you know, do not develop yourself into sickness. Do not get used to sickness. Hate sickness. Cast it off. The more you hate that sickness, the more the power of God in you will work to get that off. I saw a guy on television the other day. So he had a mental situation, and he couldn't stand it. And he prayed, and he fasted, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he cast it off. He cast it off. And the thing left him. The demonic entity that was on him left him. So you can heal yourself through God. God can use you to heal you. You're a vehicle. So don't never give up hope on that. But anyway, today is going to be the first time I've took call-ins to minister healing to folks. So I will be praying for folks today. What I'm going to do, I'm going to actually play a song here in a little bit. I'm going to let y'all get ready to call in. When the song's over with, y'all can go ahead and call in if you want to now, if anybody's listening. And a lot of people listen to a lot of my podcasts, and some people listen to the show. But this here is only for the show listeners. Only for the show listeners. I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow. He moves in miracles too. He's took it all over the world. His name's Art Thomas. Art Thomas is a well-known minister. And he's fixing to go to Africa right now. He's trying to raise some money for it right now. And I ain't telling all y'all to send money. I'm not like that. I don't do it for that type of stuff. But that's what he's doing. He's trying to take his crew over to Africa, and he's going to build some schools and some stuff like that, minister over there. But a lot of his stuff he does it for a little bit of nothing. He does it whatever the church wants to give him most of the time. And he's doing this interview for nothing. I mean, just his advertisement, whatever he needs to do. But he's a good guy. He teaches people to work in the power of God, which is very amazing. He's a very, very great guy. He knows the power of God. He knows the Bible inside out. He knows how the power works. He's worked it forever. He teaches people all over the United States how to use the power of God. He don't give you anything. He helps you use with what you got. It's using what you got. The Holy Spirit in you, he uses what you already have that you don't know how to use. He's very good at teaching you this stuff. But he's going to be on here tomorrow, and I'm sure we're going to have a good time. Well, not tomorrow, but Saturday, we're going to have a great time with him. We're going to learn a lot from him. It's going to be very amazing of what he's going to teach us and things he's going to talk about. And that's why I got him on here. I didn't think I could get him on here, but he came on very quickly. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. So he's going to be something we're going to learn something from. And I really encourage y'all, if you've got any family and friends, to kick in and listen to this show, because you're going to learn a lot from this guy. He knows quite a bit. But I'm going to go ahead and play a song right quick. And I'm going to play My Hope Is In You. And because all of our hope is in Christ. And y'all can go ahead and call in now. And I'll accept y'all's calls when y'all call in. I'll talk to y'all here in a minute. Oh, by the way, I want to tell y'all the call-in number is on the page, but the call-in number is 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. That's the guest call-in number. Call in at any time. It's on the front of the page that when you come into my station. But I was going to repeat that to make sure you all knew the number for where y'all could call in. I'll be back with you here in a little bit.
You and my
back. This time I've not really got anybody called in right yet. I kind of did a show a little later today because of a doctor's office visit I had to do. But I'm going to go ahead and do a healing prayer for everybody who's listening to the show right now on podcast. I'm going to say this in Jesus' name. I command all sickness that's hitting everybody that's listening to this podcast right now, I command it to leave in Jesus' name. Father, I command all the sickness that's within all the people that's listening to this podcast, I command it to leave. I don't know whether somebody's got something going on with their nasal or with their nose. Could be a nasal infection. I command it to leave. I curse that nasal infection. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I curse it and I rebuke it and I command it to leave. Leave, infection. You have no place here, this person. Command something to do with pain in their hand. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. Leave now in Jesus' name. Go. Leave. Problem with somebody's stomach. I command it to leave. I command the intestines to be healed. I command the stomach to be healed and transformed in Jesus' name. I command it now to be healed, being healed now. I feel the power of God working through me. That's why I'm kind of quiet. It's working now, Father. Holy Spirit is communicating through this radio show right now. There's an unknown energy force of the Holy Spirit being transferred now to y'all while y'all are listening. I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of a song and let it keep on working on y'all. It's going now. Transformation going on now to whoever's listening to this show. I want y'all just to sit down and put your hands facing upwards where you can receive this. Or just sit there and just sit in peaceful, quiet. Just be real quiet. Just come. I'm going to go ahead and play Peace Be With You. Let the Holy Spirit work on you right quick. There's a spiritual transformation going on right now. I feel it. I'm going to let y'all soak in this right quick. Y'all can just soak in this peace of the Holy Spirit coming over y'all. Just soak. Soak in the Holy Spirit. Lord, speaking to y'all right now. Lord, speaking to y'all right now. Holy Spirit, speak. Holy Spirit, speak. Transform us, heal us right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you for healing us. Speak to us. We allow you to speak to us, Father. Speak to us now. Speak to us now, Father. Speak to us. Thank you. situation going on in your lives. I want you to stick that in your mind right now. I want you to think about that. In Jesus' name, Jesus is going to come through and break that. He's going to break it. Well, that thought in that mind right now, the negative thing that's going on in your mind, is holding you back. Correction. In Jesus' name, I correct that. In Jesus' name, delete that. It's gone. Came into you. He took that from you. I don't know if it's a child situation going on with somebody listening to this right now. Somebody has a thing going on with their children, or if they can't get on with their children or something. That's being corrected right now in Jesus' name. That's the only thing that pops up to me right now. But this is more of a healing segment of my show. I want to thank every one of y'all for listening to me today. And I hope this healing segment worked for y'all, did transformation for y'all. And as of any show or any show that I can remember to do it, I'm going to do a accepting Christ prayer with you. Anybody who accepted Christ in their heart, pray this prayer along with me, and he'll come straight to your heart. Lord Jesus, I accept you. I ask you to come within my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross and was risen again for me. I put all my sins on your cross. I ask for your blood to cleanse me white as snow. I ask you to live in my heart, Jesus. I ask you to live in my heart. Put your hands over your heart and say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Amen, and so it is. And if you just said that, Christ came running to your heart, and you'll start seeing your life change, and you'll start seeing things transform in your life that you never saw before. You'll see that happen right in front of your face. You'll see things happen. I want to say God bless every one of y'all, and don't forget about Art Thomas coming Saturday. Tell your friends, your family to come and join our radio show Saturday morning at 9:30. He's going to be a very good guest. All my guests are good guests, but this guy here, he's really been out there. He has got a lot of education on the power of God. He's been doing it for quite some time, and he has some knowledge that we all can learn from. I really encourage y'all to listen to this show and really check it out. When 9:30 comes around Saturday morning, come and check it out, because I'm sure you're going to learn a lot. God bless y'all, and y'all have a very good day.
Much is too little. They let him go. They had no sudden healing. To think that providence would take a child from his mother while she prays is appalling.